In 1974, in the midst of a worldwide oil crisis, the small Pacific islands of Hawaii decided to build an energy pipeline. Stretching 3,000 feet below Hawaii's Big Island, the pipeline would extract cold water from the ocean floor and mix it with warmer surface water to create steam and then power. But the plan failed, never going beyond the experimental stage, and Hawaii was left with a deep-sea white elephant. But in 2001, a Japanese businessman, Yasuke Takano, heard about the Hawaiian pipeline and had a dream. If he could mine this water, it could be desalinated, bottled, and sold to the Japanese market as the purest liquid gold on the planet. Within a year, Mr. Takano's dream came true, and bottles began rolling off the production line, ready for an eager Japanese market. Mahalo was marketed as a health-enhancing elixir, older than Jesus, and with a pH level that mimicked blood. In just under 10 years, Mahalo water has become one of the most expensive bottled waters on the planet, selling in Japan for more than 10 times the price of oil. But Mahalo is competing for shelf space in a market that is now a global phenomenon. In just 40 years, bottled water has become one of the biggest success stories in the food and beverage industry. With billions at stake, the bottled water market is fiercely fought over by the world's multinationals, who promise us health, convenience, and youth. It is the ultimate commodity, natural, pure, and sourced at minimal cost. Its real value lies in its marketing and branding. With exclusive access to the world's largest food companies, this series tells the inside story of how big business feeds us, told through three products that business has transformed from novelty into necessity: bottled water, cereals, and yogurt. This is the story of how giant food companies transform cheap commodities into hugely profitable brands. This is the story of the foods that make billions.